So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
What's up, Happy Hour listeners? I'm Becca Kufrin.
And I'm Michelle Young.
And we are excited to be back with you again this week, getting into the third episode of The Bachelor. I feel like we're already like flying through this season. But I'm very excited to bring on our guest, Gabby, today.
Yes, we're so excited. We're going to be chatting with Gabby, hear all about her journey. It was a slow start, but now she's coming in hot, talking about the Bachelor Bowl and her connection with Zach. But first, before we bring her on, Becca, I feel like I haven't seen you in a minute. How are you doing? Fill us in.
I know. I feel like you have been traveling all. I'm like, I don't even know where Michelle is these days because you are bouncing between states. But I'm good. I have been traveling a little bit too this past week, and I still have more upcoming travels for some really fun stuff that we will soon be announcing. So stay tuned. Next week, we'll probably be able to talk about it a little bit more on the podcast. But yeah, some really fun things in the works. And yeah, I was traveling this past weekend for my wine line at some events, which was so, so fun. So yeah, life's going good. I feel like we're starting to like kind of pick up this new year and bounce around and just get going. How are you?
Okay, wait, I love that. I'm so excited to now hear what you're going to be bringing up. I'll definitely be checking back in next week with that one.
Yes.
But for me, things have been good. I feel like every time I hop on Bachelor Happy Hour, I'm in a different state. Right now, coming from Arizona, so I'm going to be here for some Super Bowl activities. And you said that you're going to be in the area tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm also coming to Arizona. I feel like just going back to you being in a new state all the time, it's like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? That is you. I'm like, where in the country is Michelle Young these days? But yeah, we'll both be in Arizona for different fun things. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize. So like, you know me, I don't watch sports. So I just found out yesterday that the Super Bowl is in Arizona. Also, the Waste Management Tournament is happening the same time. So it is going to be crazy town. And I mean, you're there early. Like, is it already starting to get like super busy there?
Okay, so I'm located like in Old Town, Scottsdale. So the Super Bowl tailgate, everything that's taking place is legitimately in my backyard, like 10 wow. steps to the right. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty cool. And so last night, one of my girlfriends and I were just walking around, and it's like a ghost town, but with everything starting to be like set up. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure in the next day or two, everything's going to start to get a little bit more lively, but mm-hmm. it's like this calm before the storm, but it is going to be fun. Like you said, waste management's going on. So there's a lot of events going on with that. It's like Phoenix's own or Arizona's own Super Bowl within a Super Bowl. And so, it's going to be a lot.
So much.
Well, but it's going to be so fun.
Let's get into the episode really quick before Gabby hops on. What were your overall thoughts on this week three? And like, do you have any predictions? I know I asked you this last week of like any standouts or people that you think like are going to make it through till the end.
I can't even remember what I responded with or who I responded with last week because I do feel like it changes so quickly. Like that's just how Bachelor World works. When you're in it and when you're watching it, one minute you can absolutely like, yeah, this is the person, and then it can completely mm-hmm. get flipped around. But I'll say that Charity is just so genuine. I feel like she's going to make it so far. She's like my number one right now. Mm-hmm. She's who I want mm-hmm. to make it to the end. But if she doesn't end up with Zach, or if it's not the right fit, that's my pick, Bachelorette. Yeah. Like, I'm calling it now.
Yeah.
And I'm not calling it in the sense of like I'm predicting it. No, she needs to be the Bachelorette. Like, I'm nominating her.
Yes, I stand by that. I really enjoy her. And this week, when I was so happy she got that group date rose, but then when Christina kind of stole that moment, I was like, nobody makes my baby cry. Seriously. I had like this like guard dog, like mama bear mentality for her, where I was like, that is not okay. And so, yeah, I agree, though. She's really standing out to me. I'm trying to think of who else right now. I mean, like, just going off of dates, I think he's very into Katie. I think that they are both, they have, like, a very similar mentality and, like, way of doing life, it seems, or, like, approaching conversations. Like, they're very both, like, even keeled, like, very chill, kind of calm, like, very similar demeanors.
Right. In a genuine way.
Yeah, Katie, I think just like Katie seems like chill and fun. And like, honestly,
so sweet.
Like, just as a viewer, I feel like if Katie and Zach were to meet out at a bar away from this television show, they would actually hit it off and like be interested in one another and want to pursue one another. It just seems like that kind of fit.
100%. Okay, I have to jump back and ask you this question. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the episode, there was this quick overnight.
Yes.
What were your thoughts when you were watching that? Because when I was watching this, I was like, if I was on the date, it'd be like, that's amazing. But then back home, what a way to just totally get a massive mind fuck already so early in the process. I would have been pissed.
I would have died for that date at the museum. Would have loved it. Throwback to old school books and movies. Did you ever watch or read the mix of files of Basley Frankweiler?
I have no idea what that is. I've never heard of that.
Wait, was it the mix of files? Something Basley Frankweiler. Okay, please DM me if you know what I'm talking about. It was a book. They made it into a movie. It's basically about this brother and sister who run away from home. They go and live in this museum for a while. They like sleep in Marie Antoinette's bed and they like have to bathe in the fountains that are there. Oh my, it was like one of my favorites. My sister and I would go to the library and rent it all the time. But that is what I'm picturing when they had this date. I was like, this is my childhood dream. I would have loved this date.
Yeah.
And honestly, like the sleepover part, here's what I'm thinking. And maybe it's just because I know like the ins and the outs. They probably got 37 minutes of sleep. Like they probably filmed for so long. Production was probably like, okay, take a little nap and we got to get back to the house at like 8 a.m. Like they probably
Because in fantasy suites, like you really don't sleep that much. What right. I'm curious about though is like, do you think they actually got any off-camera time together like you do in fantasy suites?
I'm sure they got a little bit. I'm sure they did just because, like, let's be honest, like, the crew needs to sleep and take breaks too.
Right.
So I really don't think, like, I don't think it was like long, and I'm sure there's people like kind of around still outside of the tent, but yeah. I don't think that was so creepy. I don't think they were like somebody was in their tent with them the entire time, but
yeah.
But I also want to ask you about one more thing too. So you mentioned problematic behavior. So we need to just bring up this really quick before Gabby hops on, but the whole Christina situation between yeah. not only Brianna, but some of the other girls. We see like little comments throughout the episode, like little digs, little, I think just moments that she gets under people's skin. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on that? And were you surprised that Zach actually ended up sending her home when he did and like didn't just keep her around another week to see what would happen?
Yeah, you and I have kind of spoken about how we thought Christina was just, you know, like going to be this. She's funny. She's the one talking about all these things with the off camera like shots mm-hmm. or not off camera, but she's the one that was in the bloopers or just like the little after conversations once the credits roll, right? Like mm-hmm. that's where we really saw a lot of personality. But I will say that after this last episode, it very much comes off as like, read the room. Like, let's be considerate about other people's feelings. Uh-huh. And so it's already uncomfortable. You have to talk about different details of the date. Like, that's how the show works. It's really awkward as it is. And a lot of times I can see that there's almost oversharing where it's, you can answer a question, but you also don't have to continuously bring your like relationship to the forefront and wave it around in everybody's face. And that's what at this point I felt like was being done. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'm like, yeah, I don't like that. It's mm-hmm. it gets old, it's uncomfortable. And even that whole situation where Charity got this group date rose and then the whole moment was completely just wiped out, you know, where mm-hmm. she expected everybody's support when she came home from meeting Zach's family on the one-on-one, and the girls supported her and listened to her, and for her to then take someone away. Out after they get a group date rose, it's like, you can't ask people to support you and then you come and pull this moment away mm-hmm. from somebody else. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. I didn't.
Yeah.
That's not how I roll. So I was happy to see that Zach sent her home. But I also will say that Zach really is eliminating anybody who's problematic, or mm-hmm. if he really doesn't see a future, he seems to have a strong gut reading.
Yeah.
And to let him go pretty early on, which is, he's decisive.
I will say, like, I actually appreciated that because mm-hmm. I was like, we don't need to keep her around, especially if, like, you know, it's not just a one-time instance. It's not just with one person. It's with multiple. I totally respect that decision. And also, like, I think the thing that really rubbed me the wrong way was the whole Charity situation where she's like, that's weird. I don't understand it. I wanted to go through the screen, like, it's not for you to understand. Like, this is Zach's journey. He's the one here trying to find somebody, and if she's not seen these other conversations with other women, so you don't have mm-hmm. to understand it, but you don't have to take away and shine such a negative light to somebody else. Like, let that girl have this moment. Like, it's very fleeting in this bachelor world because so many other group dates come out, and it's just mm-hmm. there's so much transition that I was like, let her just appreciate it and just close your mouth at some points. Like, things are funny and it's okay to be loud and boisterous, but there are also times we're just, like you said, read the room, take a step back. And
correct.
That's why I'm excited to bring Gabby on, because she lived with everyone. She witnessed all of this. So I do want to just pick her brain and see kind of like, not that there was size, but just kind of see like her take on things and if it did seem as heightened as it was like during that pool party. So I think with that, we should just bring Gabby on right now.
Absolutely.
Well, welcome, Gabby, to Happy Hour. Obviously, this is your first time hopping on here. Have you done any other podcasts before?
I've never done a podcast, so thank you for having me. I apologize if I have any nervous jitters, but I'm super excited.
Don't be nervous. Not.
And
it's girl chat.
It's totally girl chat. But for those who are listening and can't see this right now, Gabby is in the middle of her workday, and she's in her office, correct? I love this, though. Yep. I love a focused queen. That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yep, the grind doesn't stop. So here we are.
She came in hot, professional with the blazer. We love a good blazer look.
It sure does.
So just to start, Gabby, catch us up on how you're doing. How has it been watching yourself back on TV? I'm sure it's kind of weird and unsettling at times.
Yeah, it's been kind of funny because I remember how I felt, like, and y'all can relate to this, like how you feel in the moment versus watching it on TV all back. You like, it's totally different. But it's kind of funny. I've been watching with my close friends and they just kind of chuckle at me and they're like, Gabby, you're being so yourself. And I'm like, well, that's all you can be. So, I mean, it's been really positive, at least for me and my experience so far. So it's been weird, but exciting.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the best things, though, is a lot of people get negative reactions, like internal negative reactions watching it back, because the camera can kind of be, or the show can kind of be, a mirror sometimes. And if you lose your way while you're there and you're not yourself, then you, when you're watching it back, you're like almost not necessarily cringing, right? But you're like uncomfortable. Whereas I love the hearing that your friends and just like the people around you and you yourself are like, okay, I was totally 100% myself.
Yeah. I didn't want to have any regrets, and you know, it felt weird at first, and it took me a long time in Bachelor World to get used to the cameras being around. And I think that you can really see that. And I know, like, it's kind of like people are joking on the internet, like Gabby had a comeback in the last episode, but it took an adjustment for me to like be okay with the cameras there. And like, I was still being myself, but it was a lot of stimulation and it was a lot to handle and to process and to like regulate all my emotions. It was a learning curve in a really weird way, but I feel like every side that people saw, people are like, probably like, Gabby's all over the place. Yes, I am. But it was all me. So,
but it's, you know, real. It.
Yeah.
And like, I can understand the cameras and just like the crew being around, because it's a lot of people. And like, it's not until you step out of the limo that night one where you're like, holy shit, like I did not know what I was signing up for. But not only that, like also living with 20, 30 girls is a lot too. So many different personalities. It's hard at times, like especially right away, to even speak and like feel like you have a moment when there's so much going on. So I'm sure that had a play in it too, where there's just like so many people, so many personalities, and of course like trying to fight for the same guy. So I want to know, though, like getting on to Zach's season, were you a fan of the show before? How did you get cast? Like, what was that process for you?
Yeah, so before I went on the show, I actually had gone through a pretty bad breakup. I dated this guy for a few years, and it wasn't the most healthy relationship. And so the breakup was really hard on me. I felt like I had invested a lot of my time and effort and energy into it. And coming out of it, I was heartbroken. And my friends saw me like that and they were like, Gabby, you have so much to give. So they all nominated me, to go on the show. They're like, you'll be perfect for this. You have to like, just at least try. And I was like, okay, I'm not sure. But I spent a lot of time investing in therapy and investing in myself and healing. And it's obviously a healing journey. It's not, you know, all of a sudden you're healed, but I knew what I wanted. And I was able to really discover that through therapy of like, what did worthwhile love look like to me? And obviously trying to find it myself didn't really work out. And so I went on the show. I'd watched a few seasons, but I'm not like a diehard Bachelor fan, but my sister loves The Bachelor. She always would watch with my grandma, which is really funny. So she was very supportive of me going on the show. And she was like, Gabby, you gotta do it. Mm-hmm. And so I was definitely nervous because I had been so heartbroken, but you know, like you can't just stop trying in life. So I put myself out there. Couldn't believe it when I got the call, like, hey, we want you to be on the show. I was like, wait, what? I wasn't expecting that. But I'm so, so grateful that I went through with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're incredibly happy that you also said yes, because then we can get to watch you on our screens every week. So you get here, you get to the Bachelor Mansion. It's night one, taking it from the top. You exit the limo and you hand Zach maple syrup.
Yes. I saw this going differently in my head.
Take us from how did you want it to go, or how did you see it in your head first?
Well, I consider myself kind of like Buddy the Elf, if you guys have seen that movie, I would assume. Yes. And, you know, syrup is one of the four main food groups. And as a Vermonter, like, my favorite thing to do is, like, take my friends who visit me to, like, a maple syrup farm and have them try all the syrups. And, like, as a child growing up, going to the maple syrup farm and tasting the syrups was, like, my favorite thing to do. And I just felt like it was, like, a piece of home with me. And it's so sweet and delicious. I was not expecting him to not like it, but I thought he was going to throw up. Honestly, I was, I think you can hear me say, like, I didn't like that face. He did not like it. So,
well, does he not like pancakes or waffles? Like, does he eat them plain? Because I'm thinking, syrup's not that, like, not polarizing of a thing to drink. Like, if we're talking about, like, taking shots of something, you'd think that would be the most tolerable.
I'm like, I didn't give you alcohol. Like, I feel like this is, like, the win here. But no, the preference, I guess, for people who aren't from, you know, Canada or Vermont, it's fake maple syrup. So, yeah, that was really disappointing.
Oh, so, okay. Wow. Well, so do you feel like you should have brought something for him to put the syrup on?
Like your lips.
Yeah, no, I should have just put it all over me and been like, here.
Here you go, lick it off here. How do you like it now?
Okay, yeah. So this man tries the syrup. He doesn't like it. You're not really sure how it goes. You get into the whole night one, and you didn't get to talk to him. Were you like, holy shit, I'm going home because of maple syrup? Or what, like...
Honestly, I thought the maple syrup maybe was what might save me, because I was like, well, he didn't like it, but he probably remembers it. So at least we have that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get to talk to him, but I wasn't the only one who didn't get to talk to him. And, you know, we had a fluid conversation when I first got out of the limo. And I was like, you know what? That was really easy. We spent like 2 minutes standing there talking to one another. And I was like, you know, some of these girls are only getting 2 minutes. So maybe it's not the end of the world. Maybe it's enough to keep you around. But it was definitely scary. But I think you get to some point in the night and you're like, it's so, you know, it's so late and I'm so tired. And I remember I wore my shoes all night long and they were aggressively tall, like probably like 6 or so inches.
Holy crap. Which was
terrible idea. Not smart on my part. But I wore them all night just in case I would get a chance to talk to him. Didn't happen. Yeah, it was stressful, but I just kind of remained hopeful, like, well, maybe he'll remember me from the maple syrup.
Shit, who needs an energy drink?
You got the sugar. Screw Celsius. We got maple syrup. Okay, so how did you feel then standing at that rose ceremony, obviously not being able to chat with him besides that very first interaction? He does call your name. You do get a rose. What was that feeling like?
Wow. As you guys probably saw, my reaction was like, oh, like, wasn't expecting that. And then I walked over and, I actually tried to grab the rose from him. And then I was like, obviously, of course. So I was surprised. I was surprised, but like really eager and really excited. I knew I was with, like, as the names were getting called, there was other girls who hadn't talked to him yet. So I was hopeful. I was like, okay, like trying to do the math in my head. I was like, okay, we have this many roses. This many girls haven't spoken to him. Okay, now two girls have been called who haven't spoken to him. Does that leave how many girls? I was like doing math in my head that didn't make any sense at all. But I was pleasantly surprised when he called my name.
Yeah, it was a key moment. I liked your reaction.
It was so just genuine. I was like, oh, I like her.
It really was.
Yeah, it was definitely a, oh,
Let's quickly talk about last week, because you become one of the standouts for sure. You have this one-on-one time with Zach. It was so sweet. And you seemed like you were nervous, and because you were worried that it was coming off as like the Gabby show. But can you tell us a little bit more of like that first one-on-one convo with Zach?
Yeah. It was a lot. I think, you know, being the second group date, you have that anticipation where you're kind of waiting around. You're hearing like, okay, I've heard about the one-on-one. I've heard about the group date. We have two roses given out. And now it's finally our time to go on our date with him. But it felt like I was so behind everyone else at that moment because he had already had all of these other conversations, right? That's like 13, 14 women he's had one-on-one conversations with. Right. And so I was like, I don't know if I can catch up. Like, they had the first night, now they've had these dates. And so I got a little bit in my head, to be honest with you. And I think the environment, like I said earlier, it's very overstimulating. And I have ADHD, which I'm totally comfortable talking about. And I, you know, I'm very aware of it, but there's a lot of emotional regulation that you have to like work on. And that's something I've been working on for years. But when you're in an environment that's so overstimulating, it can be really difficult to find that regulation of your emotions. And so for me, you know, finally getting the opportunity to sit down and talk to him, it's late, I'm tired. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of comparison you're doing. There's a lot of sensitivities you're feeling. And then there's, on top of that, there's the distractions of the environment just in itself. And so, you know, I had all these things I wanted to probably talk to him about, and I came up with nicknames. Don't know where that came from. I do love nicknames and I give everyone nicknames. But that's probably like more, it gives some context to the roller coaster that people saw of like my emotions. And then mm-hmm. the emotions that came after that conversation of the like sensitivity, because emotions hit you really hard and really fast when you're ADHD. And so a lot of people maybe don't understand that or know that. Mm-hmm. But I'm comfortable talking about that, but I think it does help people understand like, okay, how did you do a 180 when you talked to him before the rose ceremony? Because I figured out, okay, what do you need to do to regulate your emotions in this kind of environment? And I'm so grateful that I have had the tools and the therapy and the psychiatrist to teach me those tools to be able to do that. But it was a lot in the beginning. So that's a very long-winded answer for you all, but that's how I was feeling.
Yeah. It made a lot of sense. I actually really appreciate you two explaining that and just being vulnerable to share that side of things, because I think that's a perspective that a lot of people who aren't dealing with, you know, anything or dealing with similar things might not think about. And you add the learning curve of just, like you said, the cameras, the lack of sleep, mm-hmm. just all the commotion that's going on. That adds a whole different layer.
Yeah.
But you did land on Zachy Poo, and I feel like it's stuck, correct?
I liked it.
Yeah, Zachy Poo.
I like it too.
I think it's cute.
Yeah, he didn't seem like he really liked it. And I was like, come on, man. Like, this gives you some edge. Like, it's cute. It's sweet. It's endearing. Okay, so I want to then go into, you just, you know, like, obviously it was kind of a roller coaster, that first conversation. And I'm sure also, too, like, hearing how other conversations with the women went, like hearing if he kissed them or not, plays a huge role into that, and kind of like the comparison of like, okay, I feel behind already, maybe I'm getting more behind. But you did turn it around, because the next night at that cocktail party, I loved this, the peanut butter cups was so cute, a little Lady and the Tramp style move. How did you feel when you finally had like the real conversation with him, and then you got that kiss? What was that like?
It was so reassuring, and like, I was like, finally, like, I can take a deep breath. Like, finally, I feel like that was a normal conversation that wasn't forced. It wasn't like awkward. It wasn't intimidating. It just felt like finally, and I could like take that deep breath. You know, I think leading up to that, I kind of got to a point where I was like, you know, you just need to like relax, take a deep breath, and like try to just focus on this one thing. And that's what I did. And it just felt very, finally felt like natural. And not as distracted.
Give us the deets. I need to know. Is Zach a good kisser, a decent kisser, meh? Like, I really want to know.
Like, genuinely.
Yes, be genuinely. Honest. You won't get in trouble if you tell us the truth.
Well, our kiss was a little bit peanut buttery, which was, I mean, it's an acquired taste that I love.
I'd say that's a bonus.
Hey. I think so, too. I was like, yeah, a little peanut butter, a little chocolate. I love it. No, I thought we had a good kiss. Like, rating it on the scale of first kisses, it was long anticipated. I don't think I've ever been that nervous for a first kiss in my whole life. But I thought it was pretty good. What I will say about Zach is I think his kissing style is very accommodating to the other person.
Okay. That's a compliment. That's a huge compliment.
I think he catches a vibe. Because I was obviously you guys saw us talking about, you know, do you use tongue? Do you not use tongue? Mm-hmm. Like, I think he's good at like reading the room or reading the mouth.
Lips. Like the kissing chemistry.
And what's going on. Yes. I think he knows how to catch a vibe.
That's a good skill to have.
We like an accommodating man. I like that. Okay.
We sure do. He adapts. Okay, so this week you played in like a long-standing Bachelor tradition, the Bachelor Bowl. And when you pulled up to the field, what were your first thoughts with what was happening, what was going to be expected on the date?
Well, I was very nervous. I knew it was football. I knew the second we got that date card. I was like, there's too many girls on here for it to not be the Bachelor Bowl.
Was it mm-hmm. like, were you excited about that? Or you're like, oh, crap.
Are you athletic? Like, do you consider yourself athletic?
Does that face say it all? okay. So I would say I work out and I am athletic, but I'm not aggressive. Mm-hmm. So for me, the idea of like being aggressive and like tackling someone is not like, let's say we're doing like a race or like an obstacle course. Hell yeah, I'm in there like swimwear, like I will dominate, but the idea of tackling people and then being tackled, that was a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was not ready for it.
Well, there was extra stakes because he told you whatever team wins gets to go to the cocktail party, whoever loses has to go home, sayonara. So like, did that change your mindset going in? I'm sure it did in some capacity, but like when you heard that, what was going through your head?
Oh yeah. I was like, oh, perfect. Like another missed opportunity to like progress my relationship with Zach. Like no way. There's absolutely no way. Well, there was a way. Yeah. So I was stressed. I was angry. Mm-hmm. I was like, are you kidding? Like now another after party that I might not attend so that we can get even more behind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was like a lot.
That's a lot of emotion. Okay. So were you confident with like your team? Like who is on your team?
Well, we had me, Davia, Jen, Greer, Anastasia, and who am I missing? Brianna. I think that was it.
Okay.
Quite sure.
Who did you think was going to be like the, if you were to choose like a captain of the yellow team, who would have been? Or like who Jen. Was like?
Jen was our MVP all the way. She is very athletic. She knows football. So she was like, and I think, see, we didn't have any workout girlies on our season, I guess, besides Christina did CrossFit. And then Jen was very athletic. And then I somehow got looped in as like one of those workout girlies. I was like, I work out, but like, I'm not a football girl. Mm-hmm. And so I think Jen really thought that I was going to help her a lot with knowing football, but she was telling us all these plays. And I was like, that sounds awesome. Not sure what you're saying. You're speaking a different language. And you can see, like, you'll see, it's very obvious I do not know football because in the beginning of the game, I remember I didn't know that you were supposed to like touch the ball. I thought you were not supposed to touch the ball.
Wait, what do you mean? Like not touch the ball?
Came up with that somewhere. So I ran away from the ball.
I literally would be you. I feel like during this group date, I would be the same way. I'd be like, I'm just going to go stand over here. I'm going to fake an injury so I can hang out with Zachy Poo. And just
you would be the one to fake an injury, Becca?
No, I'd actually probably stay in the game. And I would. It would take me a little bit to get like acclimated into it, but I'd probably then be like, I'm going to fucking hit everyone. Get my aggression out. But
yeah,
okay, I just want to clarify for everyone because I was like, who is Jen? Like, I don't remember a Jen. Genevieve is who you're talking about, who's on your team. And she did stand out. Like, watching the episode, she did very, very well. So just for the listeners who's like, if you're like me and I'm like, I don't know who Jen is, it's Genevieve. Okay, Gabby, I also relate to you in this scenario about the pee in the pants, okay? And I'm not sure if you were embarrassed about that or not, but when I was watching you, I'm like, we have all been there. If you have not peed your pants a little bit at some point, whether it's playing a game, whether it's like when you're dancing, like you're lying if you haven't peed your pants a little bit. So honestly, I don't think you should be embarrassed at all about it. Did you think that that part was going to be shown? Like, you know, we're always mic'd up, but there's like some things that you don't think like will ever air. Did you think that they would show that?
I was quite confident that that would be shown. Okay. Just because I went into the day and I was like, yeah, like I'm going to put my body on the line and I'm going to crush this. Like, I'm going to get aggressive if I have to. Like, I'm just going to come out of my shell and be, you know, a football player for the day. Well, you know, there was other plans for me. That blunt force that pulled me down, it was so hard. And I was also nervous. Like, you think like, okay, I'm staying hydrated because we're in the California sun. Then I've got these nerves and jitters because the boy I like is watching me try to catch a football, run across the field. Like, there's a lot going on. The nerves were giving me the nervous peas in itself. And then you throw me to the ground. Yeah, it was bad, but have no fear. I've consulted my doctor. We are good. Everything is good. We're working on it. I'm recovering.
It's either going to happen now or when you have kids. And honestly, your team might not have won, but you definitely won the relatable card.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 1,000%.
So cheers to you for that.
Thank you.
I'm actually kind of glad that they showed up because I feel like every episode we get like clips of like realness, and you know, I feel like there's things that people don't always want to talk about, and so I'm so glad that was
the highlight reel. It was 100% the highlight reel.
I thought it was, I think it's funny. I mean, I couldn't help it. I mean, it was honestly like a little bit alarming to me initially. I was like, oh my god, like, I just peed a little bit, that was hard. I got tackled twice, like really hard, and that was one of them, and that did occur. So
I mean, you guys really did give it your best effort, though. But unfortunately, the yellow team fell short that day. How disappointing was it that you would not be able to go to this after party?
It was very disappointing, not only like emotionally, but like physically. I was drained and hurting. Like, I hyperextended my knee and I was like, I was like, oh, this hurts. And anyone, this sounds silly, but anyone who has dipped nails will understand this. I had three of them ripped off and my fingers were like throbbing from that. I just also peed my pants. So like there were so many emotions I was feeling. And then you don't get to talk to the guy who you just put it all out there for. But I think he saw our effort. So I at least left like knowing like, okay, you put it all out there. You tried your best. Like, there's only so much you can do, but it was super disappointing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The end to an already rough day date. It's hopefully you guys just were able to get home, shower, drink a lot of wine, so you couldn't feel the pain as much. But okay. So that night, you know, half of you went home, half still went to the date, and it was in the middle of that cocktail party. Well, not cocktail party, but like that evening portion, that you guys saw Bailey's suitcase being wheeled out of the mansion. Did you expect that? Like, did you think that they had a stronger connection? And were you very surprised in that moment?
I was very surprised by Bailey leaving. I mean, when we were, so actually what happened, like the way I found out is I got up really early that next morning and somebody else was up super early before the other girls. And it was almost like word of mouth, like somebody told me. So I didn't know all of the details, but I heard about it and I was just like initially so shocked. And I think that's just because she's so cool and so beautiful, and like it seemed like they had a great connection. And from everything you hear, and that's every girl, right, talking about their relationship with someone else or with Zach, you know, they're explaining in, you're hearing the highlights of it, right? You're not necessarily hearing all of the like negatives or, mm-hmm. you know, the parts where it's like not going super awesome. So I probably didn't know all of the details or the nuances of how their conversations were going, but from an outsider's perspective, I was absolutely shocked to see her go, and really mm-hmm. sad because she was, you know, so fun. It's sad to see any girl go. And yeah. So you lose a friend and then you're also like, what happened? Mm-hmm. So it's so many emotions.
Who were you really close with in the house? Like either night one throughout and like even now, who would you say you're like your best friends from the show are?
I think we were so lucky with our group of girls. The girls are all so cool, so nice. And I'm friends with everyone, pretty much. I would consider myself friends with everyone. I think initially I really clicked with Jess and Katie and Ariel. Those are two or three of the girls that I felt like, oh, I really get these girls and they really get me. And it felt like I had known them for a really long time. But mm-hmm. overall, all of the girls are just great.
Mm-hmm.
That's so nice to hear.
We do like
That's
the camaraderie
refreshing.
We're seeing this season.
Yeah, it seems like you guys have each other's back for sure.
Yeah, okay. It was like, I was so scared because I watched Clayton's season before to get outfit inspiration of all things. And I was
smart.
Oh my God, am I about to get like bullied, like crazy bullied on this show? I was super scared, but no, we didn't. It wasn't like that. The girls were mm-hmm. so great.
So it seems like... Okay, let's get into this pool party and some, not even like major, major drama, but like there was a situation between Christina and, you know, Brianna and some of the other women. Just from your standpoint, since you lived with everyone, can you just speak a little bit about that whole scenario? Like, did you witness Christina like ever being too much, like too open about her relationship with Zach and like kind of putting anyone else down?
Yeah, I think for me, I was so hyperfixated on like my relationship with Zach and probably a little bit in my own world of, you know, I need to figure out like how I'm going to progress my relationship. I was a little bit focused on that. But obviously like, these things happen and you have to be aware of them because it's all around you. So when everything happened, that pool party, it was very disappointing because we were having such a fun day. And I think that, you know, people do have personalities and not everyone is going to click. Like you put 30 women together, there's no way everyone clicks with one another. And personalities and, you know, the way people speak it's going to clash, and that's just human nature. So it was unfortunate because I think it really took away from the fun of like the date and the day we were all having together. But I think that it's necessary, you know, if you're feeling a certain way, to feel safe with your partner, to go and have those conversations. And I think we are all adults. So having those conversations with other adults, that is important. Like how can you know, it's only your problem unless you make it someone else's. And so I think that those conversations needed to happen, but it was definitely a little bit disappointing. Mm-hmm. But people have personalities and not everyone will mesh.
So throughout that day, when things started to get more tense and, you know, Brianna, like take it to the moment, like Brianna just left, and all of the women are sitting together, you know, you're all hanging out. Zach comes in and he basically addresses the situation of like why she went home, and that he mentions there's somebody in the mansion that's kind of rubbing some, like multiple, not just Brianna, but multiple women the wrong way and making comments and just kind of putting them down and making them feel uncomfortable. It seemed, and this just could be like kind of what was shown, but like as a viewer, it seemed like when you're all together and Christina's sitting there, it like, it didn't really seem like she was aware that it would have been directed towards her. You know, obviously right after that, he pulled her aside to have a conversation. But at any point, like, were you aware that she was the one making some people feel uncomfortable and that she would be the one that he would pull? Or, like, what was going through your mind? Were you like, oh, it might be somebody else, it could be her? Like, where was your head at?
So I do remember in that moment, you know, it wasn't clear if it was, like, one person or multiple people. And that was, like, giving me some confusion. But I also remember, you know, the girls saying, and I try to remain Switzerland. I'm just going to say that. Like, I tried to stay out of the drama, but, like, obviously you hear things and you hear people talking. You're living in a house together. Mm-hmm. But I knew that there had been something at the date, like the cocktail party, where I wasn't, because it was after the football game and we had lost. Mm-hmm. And I know that there was some, like, tensions from that. But I didn't know, like, all the context, all the details. And honestly, like I said, like, I was focused on my relationship with Zach. So not the time or place where I was like, you know what, I'm about to get myself all into this drama and, like, what's going on. So I tried to, like, take a step back and mm-hmm. let everyone figure it out as adults and have conversations that needed to be had, but stay out of it. So I knew that there was already tension, though, between mm-hmm. maybe more than one person. But I didn't know how it was all going to unfold.
Would you say that you were busy daydreaming about spreading sunscreen over Zach at the beginning yes. of the pool party?
For sure.
How did you luck out with that?
Tell us about that. Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, guys, you've got to jump at your opportunities.
You jumped, and I loved it.
To have a few and far between of them in the beginning. So yeah, no, I saw that sunscreen. He said, "I'm gonna get a sunburn." I said, "Well, let me help you with that." Mm-hmm. You know, gotta protect my man.
And then the sunscreen just magically appears in your hand.
Yeah, it was right on the table. Well, I was like, "Oh, perfect, right here. Let me just put this all over you." I did put a little bit too much. I think he was like, "Gabby, can you chill?"
It's okay, an extra rub down. I would do the same.
I was gonna say, you're gonna have to spend more time letting it soak in. You know, I would have. Yeah. No, I wouldn't have rubbed sunscreen on Zach, but I would say that if the person who I was going after just dumped the whole bottle.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to put as much on there so I can just keep touching you.
Yeah. No, it was a great opportunity. You stole it, and I love to see it. Okay, before we get into the next part of this interview, I mean, it was a wild week in Bachelor Mansion. We saw a couple girls go home, like, not even at the rose ceremony. There was only Christina who went home at the rose ceremony. So fast forward to, like, the rest of the season. Without giving too much away, can you tease anything fun of what's to come, like what we can expect?
That's tough. Not teasing too much. I think that this season, like, you will see a lot of love and you'll see a lot of emotions and probably some of the most genuine people. Like, you'll get to know some of the most genuine people that I've ever met. And I do think that there is a lot of love between the girls with Zach. And I think it's, like, a unique season from what I've seen of the other seasons. I think this is a special season.
Oh, special season. I like it. I'll take it.
Very much so. Well, Gabby, we've enjoyed chatting with you so much today. And before we let you go, we're going to play a quick round of something called Rapid Fire. So we're going to give you questions just to get to know you a little bit more. Emphasis on the word rapid, so you don't have to give an explanation, just your answer. And Becca and I will swap back and forth asking you questions. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Are you an early riser or a night owl?
Oh my God, depends on the day.
Okay.
All right, we'll take it. What is the best dating advice you've ever received?
You can't change people.
Preach. What is your go-to pizza order?
I'm really boring. I just like cheese.
Can't go wrong. Okay. What is one word that your best friends would use to describe you?
Quirky.
Okay. What is your favorite curse word?
You can say it too.
You can say it. Everyone gets caught up on this one.
I have some weird words I say, like, that aren't cuss words that are cuss words. And then I also use cuss words. I probably say I drop the F-bomb a lot, which is pretty bad. I need to work on that.
And then your quirky word.
It's therapeutic.
I say, oh my God, there's so many things I say. Like, I say fudge a lot, but that's not one of the weird ones. But like, y'all, it's hard to be on the spot.
My Lanta, I know.
See, that's a weird thing I say. My Lanta, nothing to shake a stick at. In their like swimwear, meant to be. I'm telling you guys, the nicknames for phrases. Just about everything. It's
nothing
just
to shake a stick at. I'm going to start saying that now.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the most played song or artist in your library?
I love Drake. Like, I love Drake so much.
Yes.
So anything Drake.
Okay. What is your favorite cocktail?
Depends like who I'm trying to embody that night. If I'm trying to be like frisky or if I'm trying to be feisty. My go-to would probably be like any kind of like gin cocktail. I love a gin tonic.
Mm. Yes, that's my favorite.
And does that cue the feisty, or does that what version do we get with gin?
That's like my fun side.
Okay.
Love it. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
I would be a dolphin.
I could see that actually.
Just like friendly.
So cute.
And friendly.
Who sees a dolphin and they're like, I hate that creature?
Somebody Nobody. Without a soul.
Nobody. Yeah. What is the current screensaver on your phone?
Mine is me playing with my dad as a little kid, and I'm blowing him a kiss on his lap like this.
Oh, that's
like
precious.
That's adorable.
That's so good. And that your little beanie. Oh my gosh, yeah, I love that.
I know.
Okay,
so
that is, I have to say, one of the best screensavers we've seen.
That's cute.
The late. Okay, if you could visit one place in the world, where would you go?
I'd love to go to like Bora Bora.
Manifest that.
Really sexy. Yeah.
I couldn't be mad at that. And you kind of briefly described this a little bit, but if you had to choose a different word, if you're describing the season of The Bachelor in one word or phrase, what would it be?
This sounds like cliche, but love.
Okay.
Love.
Love that.
Love, love.
Well, we are excited to see more of you. Okay, so Gabby, before we let you go, we always do a couple fun last housekeeping things. So we always start with our resource, which is just helping keep our listeners informed around timely topics, especially in regards to race in this country, in this franchise. And so I'll kick it off and then I'll let Michelle take the lead and share her resource, and then we'll have you follow up with yours, and then we'll get into like the last fun Rose and Thorn part. But to start for this week, my resource is an Instagram account. The account is, her name is Dara Star Tucker. And basically her entire Instagram page features videos about every topic from race, like things like blackface, grandfather clauses, racism in politics, etc. But the one that I want to highlight today, and I just would urge anyone to go check out her entire page and just follow her, is it basically discusses the differences between Black pride and white pride. And it's a conversation that she did this reel around because she's seen a spark during Black History Month, which is obviously this month, and around why this designation between like Black pride and white pride exists, leading from the question of like, why isn't there a White History Month, which I'm sure a lot of maybe her white followers or just people on Instagram have asked about. So basically it goes into like how white pride and Black pride comes across differently in this country. And it's basically because of the way race and culture has developed here. So she discusses the concept of race as a colonial concept to create like this hierarchy to groups of people based on their skin color. She gets into basically like the history of our country and the origins of slavery and how when they were forced to come over to the United States, they were stripped of basically all of their traditions. Like, they couldn't have their culture, their language, basically everything was stripped from them, and they were forced into this like completely new social framework. And because of that, they had to like really begin to develop like their own distinct culture of their own. And a lot of that in part was fueled by like triumph in the face of extreme adversity. She kind of lays it out as like it developed out of the need to overcome horrific circumstances. So it gets into so much more. And all of her videos are about, I would say, like 5 minutes. So they're really quick, easy things to watch and read if you're on the go. But again, I highly recommend checking that one out just because it is February and we are in Black History Month. But her entire Instagram page is so interesting, so educational. And so again, her name is Dara Star Tucker. So that is my resource of the week. And Michelle, if you want to go next.
Yeah. So mine, I'm keeping mine short and sweet as we are really getting into Black History Month. I'll be posting this like one sheet. So this one sheet reminder slash article, it's just the do's and don'ts of Black History Month. Really kind of focusing on what we can do to celebrate, what we shouldn't be doing, really kind of goes into just like quick little tidbits, how to support Black-owned businesses, how to really raise awareness, how to celebrate, and not doing it in a watered-down manner, and really kind of being sure that we are navigating this month insightfully and intentionally at the same time. And so again, the do's and don'ts of Black History Month, and I'll be posting that as like a little one sheet on my resources.
Cool. Thank you, Michelle. And now Gabby, if you have a resource you would like to share, we would love to hear it.
The resource that I was going to share with you, because I talked a lot about my therapy and like my journey through therapy, was a book that my therapist recommended to me, and we would actually like work through different sections of it. It's called Attached. And it's about adult attachment styles and how that happens from your childhood and how it like translates into your adult life. And I think it's really important to understand like how you were raised and how that impacts you as an adult and how you can be very mindful of it. So that's my resource.
Cool. Thank you. I actually will say I just learned a bit more about, I think it's the four different attachment styles. Is that right? The four of them. And like you could just take a quiz online too to kind of see your attachment style and like why it is to come. I was very surprised by it, I will say. So I think that's great to share and something that, you know, anyone at any point can look more into. So thank you for that. And then this is the last part, I swear. I know we keep adding on things before we let you go, but this is the fun part. It's your rose and thorn. So basically your rose is going to be your highlight or your favorite moment of your time on Zach's season so far. And then on the flip side, obviously the rose is something messy, awkward, a memory that you like wish maybe didn't happen or was shown. So whatever you want to share, your rose and thorn.
Okay. So my thorn would probably be the nickname word vomit, that happened. It was pretty embarrassing. People are like, is this girl unhinged? Like, is she okay? probably that would be my thorn, but like I said, like getting accustomed to like all of the cameras and everything, I think that was a thorn in itself. My rose would probably be just like the girls that kept me so grounded when I was struggling in other areas. You know, those girls like helped boost me up, and I'm so grateful for that. And then those conversations that did go well, and it wasn't me word vomiting and giving Zach nicknames that he didn't want. Those were all really positive moments.
Good. I love that. Well, Gabby, we are excited to see more of you. It seems like you're finally getting the time, the well-deserved time with Zach. So we can't wait to see where this takes you. And, you know, throughout this journey, it's a lot. We understand, Michelle and I have both been in your shoes. It's a crazy time with social media and just having the world witness you trying to fall in love. So if you ever need anything, any advice to vent, like we are always here for you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And it's so awesome to meet both of you. I feel like I'm having a little fangirl moment, but this is super awesome.
We were so very excited to have you. Yeah, you're somebody that we wanted. So I'm glad that we truly saw you. And I'm sure in a few weeks, we'll either see you at the tell-all or the finale, however far you go. So we look forward to meeting in person.
Keep watching.
Yes. Well, thank you, Gabby. All right, Michelle, that was a nice one. She seems so sweet.
She seems really just sweet and genuine. And I love how open she was just about her, all that come, like all the just different difficulties or obstacles that kind of come with like having ADHD. And I love that she was able to open up about that. And I'm sure there's a lot of viewers that appreciate her having that candid conversation. So thank you again, Gabby, for being so open.
Michelle, I agree with you. And I love people who have like put in work. And, you know, we've all been through stuff in our pasts. You know, there's no way around that. But somebody who recognizes areas where they could do better or learn or just become more self-aware, I really appreciate. I think it's a conversation that we should always be having. And so I'm glad that it sounds like before coming on the show, she went through some stuff. She like did the work, and I like that she can speak on that more. So, yeah, I feel like so far, like we've talked to some great women, and I'm like, I say this every week, I'm like, I think they're going to go far, and I'm always not right. So we'll see. But I really hope she does. She seems like a very just genuine, real, very down to earth woman. So thank you, Gabby, for joining us. And a big thank you to all of our happy hour listeners. We love chatting with you all each and every week. And I have to remind you all that new episodes of The Bachelor air every Monday at 8, 7 Central on ABC. Or you can also stream it next day on Hulu. And another reminder, casting is now open for men to date our next bachelorette, whoever that might be. So if you are single or know somebody who is single, go to the website to nominate or apply at bachelornation.com/apply.
Also, make sure to hit us up on social. You can follow us at Bachelor Happy Hour on Instagram. And from there, you'll find everything you need to know to follow us on Twitter and TikTok.
And for you Prime members out there, you can always listen to Bachelor Happy Hour ad-free on Amazon Music. Just download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can also listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And if you do, before you go, please tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Thank you, Bachelor Happy Hour listeners, and see you next week.
Cheers!
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beach Bound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder Quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest.
That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.